Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim. Amma ba'd. As it was supposed to have been, inshallah, there will be a hifz khatam taking place. The grandson of Murana Subrati, Tamil Barakatuh, inshallah, will be taking place. So just a few, before the khatam, inshallah, a few of Hazrat's advices regarding the Quran Sharif. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif. It's a very, very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعَ مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave you Surah Fatiha. What a great bounty, Allah says. Surah 7 ayahs which are repeated over and over. This is such a great bounty Allah has given you. And Allah has given you the great Quran. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. Whatever we have given the kuffar and disbelievers, don't ever stretch your eyes towards the day. They've got nothing at all. Allah has given you Quran Sharif. And مَتَّعْنَا مَتَّعْ, the ulama say it means some cloth. What do you call this? Lapis. People got to scrub all the dirt. This is mata. It's got no value at all. Allah says, whatever is in this dunya, everything in this world, it has got no value at all in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this whole world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given the kuffar one drop of water to drink. That means this dunya has got no value at all, and Quran has got value. So Allah ta'ala says, after giving you this bounty, how can you ever turn your eyes towards anybody else, towards anything else in this dunya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that Allah Ta'ala grants this ni'mat and bounty of Quran to any person. And then he regards somebody else as having something better than him. Somebody of dunya has got something better than him. Then he has dishonored the bounty which Allah has given him. He has regarded it as small. It's a great bounty. And not only the Hafiz of Quran has the Quran. Every one of us has the Quran. Every one of us knows Surah Fatiha. We know Qul Huwallahu Ahad. We know Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. We know Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Those surahs, just the few ayats of the Quran which we know. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give myself and all of us the realization and the understanding of what a great bounty Allah has given us. And today inshallah we will be seeing the completion of the hifz of this youngster who finished the Quran Sharif. This is another miracle of the Quran Sharif, which should give us that yaqeen and conviction that our deen is the correct deen, 100%. There is no other deen in the world. You ask any Christian person who has memorized the Bible. Nobody memorized the Bible. Who memorized the Torah? And here young boys who don't understand the language, they're reading Quran Sharif. Sometimes you look at the youngsters who are memorizing Quran Sharif, and you're surprised that the person is just looking at the Quran a few ayats, and suddenly he's memorizing one page, two page, five pages. Sometimes you go to sleep at night, you don't know your sabak so nicely. Next morning you wake up, 2 minutes to go over it, and the whole thing comes in your mind. Allah puts it in the heart of a person. So really, this is a bounty of Allah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah has sent down the Quran, and Allah is the protector of it. And what a great bounty of Allah that Allah calls the youngster a Hafiz. Hafiz is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the protector. But Allah gives his name to the youngster. That you also Hafiz, I'm giving you my name now. Because then Allah has given us a bounty. So really it's a very, very great thing. Just as our Hazrat mentions always, there are a few rites of the Quran which every one of us must look at. We can't mention all of them, but very basically, the first rite Hazrat sees is the iman in the Quran. To believe in the Quran Sharif. Every command of the Quran Sharif, we have to believe in the whole Quran. We all believe, alhamdulillah. But inside the Quran, there are many, many laws. We have to believe in every single one of them. The first law is that Allah created us. And Allah Ta'ala created the whole world. And this is completely against what the people of the world are teaching today in the schools, universities. Darwin's theory of evolution. The Big Bang theory is taught as gospel truth that we have to believe in this. It's called theory. In the actual fact, it's complete lies. But everyone in the world is going towards that. The evolution, we came from a monkey. Allah Ta'ala says, I created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. With special care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created so many places in the Quran. This is the first belief of ours. We should be very, very careful. Many times our youngsters are writing in the school examinations because the question comes out and they have to write what's in the textbook. And they are writing kufr. They are losing their iman because of this here. So our iman is the most valuable thing. So this is the first thing, iman in the Quran, in every ayat of the Quran. Homosexuality is completely very filthy. Inni la'amalikum min al-qalin. Lut alayhi salam told his people, I hate you people's action. It's a completely abominable, very, very filthy and dirty action. I got complete hatred in my heart for it. This must be our belief. Today the youngsters in the madrasa are asking the ustad, what's wrong? Everybody got a choice in life. They are learning this in school. So the iman is being attacked. Right? The very foundation of iman is the Quran. So we have to believe in the Quran, that the Quran is a kitab of hidayat and guidance. The solution for all our problems till the day of qiyamah. And every command in there is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed towards me. So that is one. The laws of hijab, men and women must be segregated, etc. We've got weakness in our actions, but we believe in it. Interest is completely haram, and there is no success. Yamhaqullahu riba, Allah will destroy interest. Whoever takes interest, he gets some outward benefit. As our elders say, within 40 years you will see that person's empire, it will be destroyed. His life will be destroyed. He will have a little bit of enjoyment, a little bit of money. Eventually his whole empire will be destroyed. So our yaqeen must be in the Quran Sharif, iman bil Quran. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, capital punishment, comes in the Quran Sharif. People say, no, it's not right, it's barbaric. This is completely incorrect. So this is one right of the Quran. Second important right of the Quran is to have love for the Quran, to have respect for the Quran Sharif. The more we have respect, the more Allah will honor a person. One important right of the Quran is to take out time daily and to make tilawat of the Quran. Whether we understand the Quran or we don't understand the Quran. One youngster told his grandfather, Dana, I don't understand the Quran, so what's the benefit in reading it? There's no benefit at all. What benefit am I getting? So his grandfather told him, you see there's a bucket there. They had all coals, completely black. So, and it had a small hole inside there because they were looking at coal with it. So grandfather said, put some water inside there and take it from one side of the room to the other side when put some on the flowers and our roses and water it. So anyhow, he filled it up and he ran to go and put it on the roses, but all the water came out. So grandfather said, try faster. Again he filled up water, again he ran. 3, 4, 5 times he ran. And he's seeing nothing, the water is coming out all the time. So he told his grandfather, it's useless, no benefit at all. Grandfather said, no, there's a lot of benefit. Look at the bucket. So he looked at the bucket, first it was completely black. Now because of the water, it had been coming in 5 times it was washed. So now it was completely white, very, very beautiful. It was looking very nice, the bucket now. So grandfather said, see, even you never got the water, but the thing became white. So the heart also, even if you don't understand the meaning of the Quran, definitely the heart becomes whitened by means of the Quran Sharif. So whether we understand, we don't understand the Quran, to take out time every day. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he said, فَسَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ. Soon there will be a lot of fitnas, a lot of trials and tribulations. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what is the makhraj? What is the way out of it? He said, Kitabullah. Hold firmer to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past, alhamdulillah, people had a habit in their houses in the morning. They would wake up first thing in the morning. I met one of my family members, he was saying about his mother passed away recently. He said, my mother, it was a habit every morning. She'll wake up before she starts cooking, 3 paras of Quran she must read. Not a half hour or anything like that. Say, subhanAllah, 3 paras. He said before when he was younger it was less, but he used to read Quran Sharif. But as the time got more and more, she got older, she came up to 3 paras a day. Every day she used to read 3 paras. And he says, sometimes somebody passed away, then she'll make an intention, okay, let me make a khatam. In 2 days, 3 days, she'll make a khatam, and she'll send a thawab to that person. So there are still people in today's time, mashallah, we've got the tilawat of Quran, Allah bring it within ourselves. Every morning, before we start our work, anything, even if it's half para, quarter para, some Quran, but the Quran must be the first thing in my life. And if even better, first thing in the morning we wake up, the last thing before sleeping at night after Isha Salah, there was one person in Stanga, every namaz, he used to read a few pages, quarter para. And today is the first of the month, he'll read the first para. Second of the month, second para. Third of the month, third para. And every namaz, quarter para. So Fajr, he'll go about early, he'll read quarter para. Zuhr, quarter para. Asr, Maghrib. So he goes early to the masjid. If he doesn't finish before the salat, after the salat, he'll read. And then if he doesn't finish by Isha time, the whole para, then he'll try and finish the remaining portions. So very, very easily he used to finish one para a day, 30 days, 30 paras, and he would know exactly what is the Islamic date. You ask him what's the Islamic date, he'd say, I'm 15 para, today is the 15th of the month. So he would keep his, and at the end of the month, it's 29 days, the amma is easy, so he used to read 2 paras on that day. So in this way, easily a person can do one para a day, one juz a day. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, bring us to some tilawat of Quran. Even if we start off, if we are not reading every day, at least 5 pages, 7 pages a day, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says the right of the Quran is at least 2 khatams in a year a person must make. So Allah give us that we take out our time and we have the value for the Quran Sharif. So this is the last one right we will mention is that we must continue learning the Quran Sharif and teaching the Quran Sharif, practicing on it, learning and teaching the Quran Sharif. No matter how old we are, we can always sit and learn the Quran Sharif. Our tajweed is not correct. Correct our tajweed. And go to some alim, somebody, they have many places, dars of Quran in the morning after Fajr Salat. Sit for that 5-10 minutes. They are sitting in a lesson of Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best person on the surface of the earth is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. So we're just sitting for that 5 or 10 minutes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to us as the best of people on the surface of the earth. Whether we are increasing our reading of our Quran, our tajweed, we shouldn't feel shy. Inshallah, one person was telling me in Joburg, where there's many of these other brothers come from Nigeria and these other countries, Somalia. He said, a person is 50, 60 years old, he won't feel shy, come and say, Maulana, teach me. And he'll sit in front of all other people. And he started learning Alif, Ba, Ta, Ta. No shyness. Said, I'm so old. How can I can learn at this age? So may Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq that we have connection with the Quran Sharif and we bring the reality of the Quran into our lives.